Would like to invite the children up if they are not already up here, because we have a special story by a very special lady. And Miss Nealanne Martinez is going to share with us.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm so glad you're here. You know, a lot of people might be away. I heard that there were some that were taking trips up to the snow country, and they're going to do all kinds of things. But I'm so happy you chose to stay here, and I'm happy especially to see you. Do you know, I'm trying to get out of the way so you can see that painting up there, see the print? I brought that from home, and can you imagine why I really like that? If you look up there, do you see the little doggy? And you see the little kitty, and you see the little girl, huh? Well, do you know that this is a story about a doggy's surprise? And I was at an age when my mom and daddy said, you know, someday we'll get you a doggy. Well, we didn't expect it to come in this way, but this is the story. See the dog there? That one is a smooth fox terrier. Well, the one that I'm telling you about was a toy fox terrier, but she looked just like that, except on her side and at her tail, she had another spot of brown, just like you see the coloring on the head of this one. See right there? Okay, well, I was coming home from school, and in Rutherford, the school bus came from St. Helena, and I was about 10 years old, and I think just 10, and in coming down the road there, there is what we call the jungle. What do jungles have? Lots and lots of trees and lots of leaves. Well, that's what this one had. It was an overgrown lot. At the back of it, there were a bunch of cottages in which a black man community lived. That was because that was affordable housing in Rutherford in those years. And they had a whole lot of population. They had about three different complexes of affordable housing for both black, Portuguese, and white people that were very poor. Well, anyway, at this jungle, I was coming down the road, and there, what do you think I saw? A little dog. Just like that little dog, only a little smaller. And there she was, scared, underneath some leaves. I said, what are you doing out here? Oh, you're hurt. I want you to hold your hand out, okay? Put your hand out like this, okay? Now, that's like a paw. Now, this one, this little doggy, had a paw. Now, curl yours. It was curled up like that. Because somehow, maybe when a puppy, it got crushed. So one of her little legs wasn't normal. And she was afraid. And I said, I'll be right back. I ran home, got my books down, and came back with cheese. And I put it in my hand and ever so carefully came close to her. And she ate it right up. I said, oh, do you think I could pet you? And I touched her. And she didn't move. She was even happy. She didn't wag her tail. But she looked right at me, and I knew she liked it. So I said, do you think I could pick you up? So I picked her up, and she was about 8 pounds, you know, a full-grown little toy terrier. So I took her home, and I put her on my bed. And I just petted her, and pretty soon, her little tail started to wag. Pretty soon, it was just like she was one little happy little girl. And I got her some milk and all that. And then I said, you know what? We got to tell Mommy and Daddy. I don't know how I'm going to do that because they're at work. And here I've got you on my bed. Well, in time, they said, yes, I could keep her. And because she had this little leg like this, it was like a peg leg. Do you know what a peg leg is? Well, have you ever seen a picture of a pirate that didn't have a leg? And they had a wood thing they walked with instead. Well, that was called a peg leg. So she had a peg leg. So I called her Peggy. Well, Peggy and I were friends for 14 years. A long time. She was my buddy. We did everything together, slept together and everything. But getting ahead of the story, when did she surprise me? Well, Mommy said to me, you know why she was dumped off on this road? Because somebody knew that you would come along and pick her up. And yes, you can keep her, but I want you to feel her tummy. Sure enough, there were little puppies inside her tummy. Oh boy, so not just one puppy. I was going to have a bunch of puppies. So all to say is that we made a little nest for her, put it right down, you know, like a box by your bed. And we had it all ready for her. And I thought she'd love that because it was the best place in the whole house for puppies to come. But she surprised me. I woke up one night, and there at my feet was something squishy and moving. And she had crawled underneath the covers and had her babies right on and about my feet. Oh, I called my mommy, and my mommy came, my sister came, and my daddy came, and they all laughed. And then slowly, Mommy and I cleaned us up enough to get the puppies moved to the box, and Peggy got in the box, and then we cleaned me, and we all went back to sleep. But that was Peggy's surprise. Was a pretty good surprise, wasn't it? Well, thank you so much for listening, and happy Sabbath. You know, I think there's some activity bags right over here. Let's go see, okay? Thank you, Harvey. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Allie.